Amazing that the scriptures warned you that the last days would be as the days of Noah. And we're in a day and age that a UFO disclosure is not needed, because a UFO disclosure has already happened and it's already being broadcasted and most people are asleep.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
The very same educational institutions like Harvard, Yale, and many others that pushed the theory of evolution that says that we evolved from something, but they're missing the link, are the same ones that are going to point to the fact that they believe that they found that missing link, and that missing link is an alien life form.
Now we're going to talk about extraterrestrial life forms. Researchers at Harvard speculate that an unidentified technologically advanced population could be secretly living among humans on Earth. Those Harvard researchers joined forces with scientists over at the Montana Technological Institute. In a new paper, the team hypothesized that sightings of UFOs, quote, could be signs of aliens, quote, concealed in stealth here on Earth or even, quote, walking among us. The researchers urged the scientific community to keep an open mind and be open to their claims. The research also shared the possible existence of a non-human underground civilization that may be, quote, descendants of unknown intelligent dinosaurs, and also determined there could be hidden occupants likened to angels or fairies that have traveled to Earth.
As the days of Noah, the deceptions are rising. As the days of Noah, we're witnessing things happen that back in the day they would be called conspiracies, but before your very eyes, they're telling you blatantly that there are other species walking next to you that look like they're human, but they're DNA modified beings. And the topic of Nephilim sometimes is overdone, but in this case, they blatantly just stated, Harvard blatantly stated, that Nephilims are among us. And society did not bat an eye.
You believe in part that the movies E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, were not entirely just the creative products of some Hollywood director, that maybe there's more to that. Why don't you explain?
They were carefully guided by representatives from MJ-12, who is this organization that is in charge of the cover-up, in order to get us ready for the release of the information that there are indeed aliens. And in both those movies, they used small little creatures and in order to get us ready for this release of information.
To prepare us that the idea of the benevolent aliens from outer space are going to help us out.
Unfortunately, they're not so benevolent. So they made probably one of the most disastrous mistakes when E.T. was put out. At that time was before we discovered what I call the double cross or the grand deception. And they were trying to get us used to the benevolent little creatures, and but that isn't the case.
The articles state aliens may be living among us disguised as humans. Aliens may already live on Earth, says Harvard. Harvard scholars publish novel alien scientific paper. Crypto-terrestrials walk the Earth already. A UFO disclosure. It's simply not needed. The people have been prepared. Little do people know that Satan comes as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14 tells us, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And these beings that are popping up, or that will continue to pop up, they're not some sort of supernatural being that created us. They're not that missing link that scientists and evolution have been looking for. They're diabolical entities, described in Ephesians 6:12, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against entities. In fact, some will point out to the fact that in Revelation 16:13, when it says, and I saw three unclean spirit-like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Some I've actually heard say that, what do frogs look like? And when you look at it, they look like little gray aliens. In fact, when you take a look at other world cultures, and you start taking a look at what they encountered, their versions of fallen angels, their account of the Genesis 6 account, their account of what happened to them, even in the Americas. All of these entities have huge eyes, just like the gray aliens, even in the Nazca lines. You see the same thing. It's the same trend. That's all I'm telling you. And when you're seeing the same trend that even a guy who is not even worth mentioning, Mr. Crowley, Aleister Crowley, where he had Lamb his alien, right? Or whether you look at E.T. looking like a gray alien.
Why don't you take a couple of minutes? Now, you've done as much research on UFOs as just about anyone, I'd imagine. And if you haven't done it, you know people who have. Where did it all start, and how have we put this picture together of where they came from and why they're here?
Well, the whole thing started in July 2nd, 1947. That was the first crash.
First crash of an alien spaceship.
Of an alien spaceship. July 6th is when they recovered it and sent it to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. July 7th is when they held the press conference and told the people it was a weather balloon, which the press bought hook, line, and sinker. September of that year, President Truman established MJ-12, and the purpose of that was to study the saucers and cover up the existence of UFOs.
And you say we recovered alien bodies from that incident, right?
Four from that particular crash, yes.
And what'd they do with them?
They autopsied them. Dr. Detlef Bronk was the chief surgeon, so to speak. He was the one that named them EBEs. It stands for extraterrestrial biological entities.
Whether you see so many stories of these entities, there's one thing that the news media never tells you as they're pretty much having their UFO disclosure is that there are reports, countless of reports. In fact, when I've spoken to Joseph Jordan, reports of the fact that all of these entities, whether they look like gray aliens or they look like ET, that they can be stopped in the name of Jesus.
One abduction experience we had, both of us, and both of us remember this too. I was laying in the bed, my husband and I was laying on my right side. And all I could see when I opened my eyes, all I could see was this red light above the window, and I could see my husband's shoulder, but I was like paralyzed. His skin looked like elephant skin, and he had the big bulbous head with the big wraparound eyes.
As an honest researcher, I realized that I couldn't just count these people out because the stuff that they had was so bizarre. Most of the research is in the realm has said it wasn't possible to stop an experience. Knowing that, I called some of the leading researchers in the country. So I said, guys, I've got a very unusual case here. This man, we'll use the name Bill, and during his experience, in fear, he calls out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
or Jesus, please help me.
By calling out, he abruptly stops his abduction experience. These entities can be stopped in the name and authority of Jesus Christ.
Once down in Cocoa, this was after I accepted Jesus Christ, they tried to come. And I kept saying, no, no, you're not doing this. And I took on the empowerment of Jesus Christ, and I stopped that.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These are spiritual entities.
Taking on the empowerment of Jesus Christ puts a stop to a lot of things. And he's helped me a great deal. Thank you, Lord.
Do you know why they can be stopped in the name of Jesus? Because they're entities and they are defeated. And because these entities simply like to operate with the spirit of fear. This is why the scriptures tell us, in Luke 21:11, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. What are those fearful sights? Asteroids? So many things could happen, but what if some of these fearful sights are entities appearing all over the earth, proclaiming to come to earth to bring peace, proclaiming to come to earth to bring us a utopia? proclaiming to come to earth to tell you that they love Jesus, that they sent Jesus, proclaiming to tell you that Jesus was an ascended master, proclaiming to tell you that all religions are the same, proclaiming to tell you the same stories that were said even in the Tower of Babel, so that we could all unite as one, walk as one, and come together in rebellion against the Most High.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Last week, a passenger named Michelle Reyes joined me exclusively on the show to share a clip of video that she took from her window seat on approach to LaGuardia back in March. It's some kind of flying cylinder. Some have called it a tic-tac, but it zipped past her window almost too fast to see with the naked eye. But experts who had looked at her footage determined this was not faked. And Michelle told us she was not the only person on board who saw this thing. And Michelle, did you say there was someone else maybe on that flight who you later were able to determine saw this as well?
Yes. I had posted the video onto my social media, and one of the other moms on the flight, she said that she had noticed it when she was in the air, too. So I wasn't the only one who saw it. So it was kind of, you know, a little more like nerve-wracking that someone else also saw what I saw.
My family, the Tower of Babel failed. Genesis 6 and the fallen angels failed. All attempts that people have to rebel against God will fail. Jesus has already won. So Tally, what if Harvard is right? What if Nephilims are walking among us? How can I defeat that thing? Just because Harvard announced it doesn't make it a reality. That's the first part. But the second thing is that they've been telling you about designer babies. They've been telling you about DNA modification. They've been telling you about genetically modified foods. They've been telling you about genetically modified human beings for a while now. But when you look at Goliath, how many toes did Goliath have? How tall was Goliath? He wasn't a normal human being. He was a Nephilim. Yet God raised up David. He put him through so many tests with the bear and the lion, and eventually came the battle with the Nephilim. And via the power and might of God, David was victorious. With the power and might of God, you and I will also be victorious. With the power and might of God, we will walk in his obedience, in his statutes, in his commandments, and we will live for God more than ever. Because all of these things are distractions. So that we can stop preaching the gospel and have a defeated mentality. There is no entity, no Nephilim, nothing that can withstand the power of God. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us and encourage us to have the same attitudes in Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Think about that. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't care if the Nephilim rises up and knocks at your door. There is no entity that can separate you from the love that is found in the Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, may us as ambassadors of Christ refuse to be distracted, refuse to allow the iniquities of this world to allow our hearts to grow cold. May we take the way of escape when temptation knocks, and may we live for the Heavenly Father every day. Because what Harvard is announcing, because what CNN is disclosing, because what Fox News is stating, was already told to us in the scriptures. And hallelujah that we have an awesome God that told you before any of them that the last days would be as the days of Noah. So as the days of Noah arise, Heavenly Father, may we in the name of Jesus be grateful for your awesome sovereignty. May we be grateful for your awesome protection. And may we now more than ever realize that the harvest is plenty. May we get out there and work harder. May we get out there and work harder than ever for Jesus. Not tomorrow, today, in the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for watching this video. Would you take a few seconds? You have no idea how helpful this is as a non-monetized channel. You press the thumbs up and you share the video. It's super helpful, not only to this channel, but to other channels that are not monetized as well. So thank you for doing that. It helps with the algorithm. In addition, thanks for anyone who's ever considered supporting this ministry. That goes a very, very long way. May God bless you. On this channel, we have a wide variety of videos during the weekend, during the week, on Mondays. So if you haven't subscribed yet, consider subscribing. And I'll see you in a couple of days with another video. Jesus has already won, okay? Jesus has already won.